What is gray divorce?
Embarking on a gray divorce in New York presents a set of specific challenges that require careful navigation. The intertwining of years, often decades, of marital assets, retirement plans, and shared memories calls for a nuanced understanding of both legal and emotional landscapes.
Defining gray divorce in modern society.
Gray divorce, or later life divorce, refers to the increasing phenomenon of older couples, often over the age of 50, deciding to end their marriages. While the term may not have a strict legal definition, it has become widely recognized in both social and legal contexts.
Key factors that differentiate gray divorce.
Division of property, including the marital home, investments, and retirement accounts, must be addressed with special care to ensure a fair and equitable distribution following New York's equitable distribution laws.
Moreover, issues such as spousal support, alimony, take on new dimensions in gray divorces.
Additionally, considerations around health insurance, medical needs, and life insurance become more pronounced, as parties must secure their health and financial well-being post-divorce. Lastly, gray divorce can significantly impact family dynamics, particularly with adult children and potential grandchildren.
The legal process of gray divorce explained.
In New York, the legal process of gray divorce follows the same essential procedures as any other divorce, but the issues at stake often require more careful consideration due to the duration of the marriage and the age of the parties involved.
Navigating asset division in gray divorce cases.
Asset division in New York is governed by the principle of equitable distribution, which aims to divide marital assets fairly, though not necessarily equally. This often requires the expertise of financial analysts and appraisers to ensure that the division is based on accurate and current valuations.
New York courts will consider factors such as the duration of the marriage, the contributions of each spouse to the marital property, and the future financial circumstances of each spouse when making a determination.
Alimony considerations for long-term marriages.
New York law provides guidelines for determining alimony but also grants judges considerable discretion to deviate from these guidelines based on the circumstances of each case.
Factors that may influence alimony decisions in gray divorces include the age and health of the parties, their present and future earning capacity, and the need to adjust to the financial realities of living independently after the dissolution of a long-term marriage.
The role of retirement and pensions in gray divorce settlements.
Under New York law, retirement accounts that were funded during the marriage are typically considered marital property and are subject to equitable distribution.
This includes 401(k)s, IRAs, military pensions, government and private pensions, and other retirement assets. The legal process of gray divorce in New York requires careful legal strategy and financial planning. Challenges unique to gray divorce situations. Addressing health insurance and medical care concerns.
Under New York law, a spouse who is covered under their partner's health insurance plan may have the right to continue coverage under COBRA for a limited time following the divorce. However, COBRA can be expensive, and the coverage is not permanent. Therefore, negotiating health insurance coverage and future medical costs is often a significant aspect of the settlement. It's not uncommon for these costs to be factored into spousal support calculations or asset division to ensure that both parties have access to adequate medical care post-divorce.
Estate planning and inheritance issues in gray divorce.
Parties must take proactive steps to update their estate plans to reflect their new marital status and ensure that their assets are distributed according to their wishes upon their death. This may involve creating new wills, updating beneficiary designations on life insurance policies and retirement accounts, and establishing new trusts, if necessary.
The emotional complexities of divorcing later in life.
After many years of marriage, older couples have shared a lifetime of memories, raised children, and likely faced various life challenges together. The decision to divorce can bring a sense of loss, not just of the relationship, but of a shared history and identity.
Strategies for asset preservation and retirement planning.
In New York, equitable distribution laws require that marital assets be divided fairly, but not necessarily equally. This means that individuals need to have a clear understanding of which assets are considered marital property and which are separate property.
To protect one's financial interests, it is crucial to
1. Obtain accurate valuations for all assets, including real estate, businesses, investments, and retirement accounts.
2. Understand the tax consequences of dividing these assets, as certain transactions could result in significant tax liabilities. 3. Consider the liquidity of assets and how the division of property will impact cash flow and retirement planning. 4. Evaluate whether keeping the marital home is financially sensible or if it would be more prudent to sell the property and divide the proceeds. 5. Work with financial planners who specialize in divorce to create a post-divorce budget and long-term financial plan. Understanding the implications of Social Security and gray divorce.
In New York, as in the rest of the United States, Social Security benefits accrued during the marriage are considered when assessing each party's financial future. However, Social Security benefits are not divided as part of the divorce proceedings since they are governed by federal law. A divorced individual may be eligible to receive benefits based on their former spouse's work record if the marriage lasted at least 10 years. They are at least 62 years old, and they are currently unmarried.
Understanding these rules is essential for maximizing Social Security benefits and ensuring a stable income stream during retirement. Negotiating equitable settlements for a secure future.
In New York, the goal is to reach a settlement that allows both individuals to maintain a standard of living similar to that which they enjoyed during the marriage, to the extent possible.
Key considerations for negotiating a fair settlement include
1. Determining the need for an amount of spousal support, especially if one party has been out of the workforce for an extended period.
2. Structuring the division of assets to account for each party's health, age, and future earning capacity. 3. Ensuring that any division of retirement assets is done through the appropriate legal instruments, such as QDROs, to avoid unnecessary taxes and penalties. 4. Considering the cost of health insurance and long-term care and how these expenses will be covered. The social dynamics of gray divorce. Re-entering the dating scene after a gray divorce.
Re-entering the dating scene can be both exciting and intimidating for those who have not dated in decades.
Older divorcees must navigate a vastly changed dating landscape, often dominated by online dating platforms and new societal norms.
Regardless of the method, building new romantic connections requires patience, openness, and a willingness to step outside one's comfort zone. It is essential to approach dating with a sense of self-awareness and clear boundaries, especially after experiencing a significant relationship's end.
The importance of social support systems post-divorce.
In New York, there are numerous resources available for those going through a divorce, including counseling services, social clubs for single seniors, and community activities that provide opportunities for social interaction and support.
Navigating family dynamics and adult children's reactions.
It's important for divorcing parents to communicate openly with their adult children, providing reassurance about both the decision and the future.
Taking steps to maintain family traditions and relationships, where possible, can also help in preserving a sense of continuity and stability.
Compassionate representation and professional guidance from the Law Office of Richard Roman Shum. Navigating the landscape of gray divorce in New York requires a thoughtful approach, as it involves more than just the legal dissolution of a marriage. It's about carefully unraveling the tapestry of shared life experiences, financial entanglements, and the emotional threads that have bound couples together for decades. At the Law Office of Richard Roman Shum, our Manhattan divorce lawyer is ready to listen to your story and advocate for your interests.
We recognize that gray divorce is not just about the law, it's about people and their futures.
Our approach is grounded in compassion and backed by a thorough understanding of New York divorce laws and how they apply to the unique circumstances surrounding a divorce later in life. When you're dealing with the uncertainties of a gray divorce, it's comforting to know you have a steadfast advocate in your corner. We are dedicated to guiding you through each step, providing clear explanations and practical advice to help you make decisions that will impact your financial security and personal well-being. As you face this challenging time, remember that you don't have to do it alone.
The Law Office of Richard Roman Shum is here to offer support and legal guidance.
Whether it's determining the equitable distribution of assets, navigating retirement and pension plans, or simply understanding what your life will look like post-divorce, we're here to help. Take the first step towards securing your future today. Contact the Law Office of Richard Roman Shum for a consultation, and let us help you move forward with the knowledge and confidence you need to start anew.